Then back to OU again. Your class there had to be smaller than before the war.
When I went, my freshman class was 150. When I came back, the entire school had, I think it was 35 or something like that, students for the entire law school. And my class was 16 or 18. All of the boys in the class were seriously handicapped. One had only one leg. One had an arm cut off at the elbow. One was a giant, literally, about 7 foot something and very thin. One was a midget. Anybody who looked normal, as I did, was a freak, kind of, because we were male and ought to be in the military. And I wanted to be, but limited service officers were a surplus at the time I got my medical discharge.
Were some people wondering why you weren't in the service?
Yeah, lots of people, particularly women. I have one story that is unlike me, but I love it. I worked to help pay my way through school from the time I went to college. Did some work to help. I was coming home from work one afternoon, sitting on the bus, and a woman got on the bus and sat next to me, started talking, and then she said, "Young man, why aren't you in the service?" I said, "Well, lady, I'm just all eaten up with syphilis, and they wouldn't keep me in." She got up and moved with a horrified expression on her face. I just love the story and have not used it again. It just slipped out of me.
Yeah. After OU, where you did your undergraduate work, then you applied to some law schools.
Well, while I was at law school, when I got out of the military, I went back to law school.
At OU?
At OU. Had my small class experience in Norman. And recognized that because of the reduction of size, I wasn't getting the student interaction that I depended on, as do all students in getting educations. I talked with the dean, applied to 7 of the top-rate law schools. My resume would justify my being able to go to any one of them. I was admitted to all, but because I already had a year and a semester of law school and wanted to keep going, and it was summertime, the summer offerings at all of the law schools I applied to, with the exception of Chicago, were all so scaled down that their offerings were repetitive, with the exception of Chicago. So by luck of a draw, I went to Chicago for my summer school, law school offerings, and walked into what was the basement of a building which was labeled law school, but it turned out it was the total law school building now, because the law school building was occupied by the Navy, still at war. In the basement, all of the students were having their classes, the library, everything. There, to my luck, at the librarian's desk was a young girl. I introduced myself, and it turned out that this was going to be my future wife.
And what was her name?
Nancy Goodman. Nancy K. Goodman.
So you introduced yourself to her. Then what? Was she taken with you?
Well, no. She was nice. It turned out we were both staying at a dormitory building, which was International House in those days, boys on one side and girls on the other. We weren't men yet, but we considered ourselves men. With the two of us, again, by luck, living in the same housing, there wasn't much graduate housing available because the Navy occupied all buildings practically. So there we were. It had a dining room. We ate together. Because of my being a second-year student, she was a little behind me, and we had only some classes together, but did do studying together. Eventually, the chemistry started flowing because of various circumstances at school. Very positive.